This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To you and yours, this is the Good Day program. Doug Steffens, Good Day. At 7 after the hour, Jay Kirshner has joined me to put the pieces together. If you desire to dwell on negative things, then you'll kind of become negative. I believe thoughts are things, and when you think of things, I find this happening, Jay, over and over again in my life. It manifests. I can remember maybe the best example, maybe, because it depends on what you think is best. I remember falling in love. It seemed to be at the right time with the right person. As it turned out, it was okay then, but it didn't last forever. But when you think about it, I wasn't trying to manifest. I wasn't looking for somebody. The timing was good for me, and sort of the earth moved under my feet, and voila. So if you have huge questions or small questions, or you have things going on that you want to change, I think if you think about the change to be in the direction you want it to be, then ta-da, it happens. That is kind of family law.
Well, and what is it, like the daily mantra or something, looking in the mirror and repeating something to yourself? It's enough to just even change your attitude or the way you think about something. Mm-hmm. And then what you put out, you attract. Positivity attracts positivity. Negativity attracts negativity.
Yep. I say I am safe and happy as I look in the mirror. Well, it depends. If I only get 4 hours sleep like I did last night, not likely to do it. But in most circumstances, when we're actually thinking about what's going on, there's a, yeah, it's kind of a cool thing. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the situation with the Russians and Ukrainians, there's a road that connects Crimea to Russia that apparently did not have, there wasn't a good connection, it wasn't open, kind of like a toll road. Ukrainians could say, okay, you want to go from Russia to Crimea, you got to pay us $10. Well, that's not the case, at least at the moment. Maybe the Ukrainians can get it back again, this was one of the big things they wanted to do, apparently, the road connection between the borders of the Crimean Peninsula and the Russian, the country of Russia. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this is
it connects Moscow. It's right. Just, more and more stuff just keeps coming out of this, and it is astounding. Didn't Russia think that they were going to be able to take you
3 days?
In like what, 3 days?
They said it would be over in 3 days. 3 days. That's it. Okay, done. Not so fast. Ukrainians are still getting. I don't know. I haven't seen the latest report this week as to how much money. How much we've sent over there in aid in terms of munitions and supplies, and obviously you were going to be the biggest suppliers, but there are a lot of things that are coming out of various countries in Europe where they have specialties. Okay, the Spanish can do this, and the Germans can do that, and that's kind of what they're doing. It's not just throwing money at it; it's food, supplies, munitions, all that sort of thing. But it's amazing how much money this has taken. And there are people who are asking, is it worth it? After we spend $100 billion to save Ukraine, what happens if we don't save Ukraine? Or what do we have when it's all over? What is Ukraine to us? What do we need to save Ukraine for? And I was talking about fertilizer earlier. That's one reason. There are so many different things. There's steel that's produced in Ukraine can't be produced anywhere else. So it's short-sighted, plus the fact that to allow the Russians to get away with it, even if there was nothing in there except spotted owls to save, it still isn't. It's just, it's not, the international community can't let it happen. Can't be.
Because
it
raises the question, well, who's next? Who's Kremlin going to go after next?
Poland is next, apparently. If you believe some of the things that you hear from some of the Russian, quote-unquote, insiders, Poland's next. They weren't loyal. Yada, yada, yada. So anyway, the situation continues to be mired in a mess. And so if you don't want to focus on messes, Then how about the new Gerber baby? Do you see this? The Berber, the Berber baby. Good, Doug. I was going to say Berber baby.
It's like a tongue twister.
Yes, it is. How many? Get your merds wixed. Parents sometimes grumble about the results of the Gerber photo search. There is a contest going on this year. Sort of had a sharper edge to it. The announcement's been made. You see, there was, I remember when I was younger because I remember having Gerber baby food for my children. That was one of the things. They had natural stuff. They got scrunched up and fed, kind of like Brendan is feeding to my grandson Jasper now. They take little bits and pieces of food and grind up. A lot of people buy Gerber baby food. I remember buying it for Brendan and Megan, and they had it. And I think most people did at one point in time use Gerber. Your folks, have you used Gerber with Mac?
We didn't use Gerber with Mac, no.
No.
We were more of the baby-led weaning pretty early on with him. So
yeah.
he had like the fruit and veggie pouches. They weren't Gerber, but it was
right.
Fridge and little pouch thing.
Yes, yeah. I've seen those. Yeah.
But yeah, we started giving him actual food when he was about 9 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Gerber thing, the first remembrance I have of a discussion of Gerbers, I don't know whether I had Gerbers when I was a baby or not. I'm thinking it probably did, but the picture of the original Gerber baby, rumor has it that it was a very famous actor. Do you know who the famous actor was whose picture was supposedly the Gerber baby?
Ann Turner Cook?
No, the man.
Oh, just kidding.
You want a hint?
Who is it?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to give you a hint first.
Okay, give me a hint.
Casablanca. All right. let's see if people listening have. Let's see what they get out of that. And we'll figure that out right after this.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabetalon and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
All right, so this may be the most important conversation of the day, the week, the year, who knows. 15 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So the original, Jay and I have different opinions on who was supposedly the baby on the first Gerber baby cap. I think, well, they put it on the labels as well. All right, so I say it's Humphrey Bogart. You say it's who, Ann who? Ann, somebody.
Her name is the charcoal drawing, the 95-year-old charcoal drawing of Ann Turner Cook, who actually died this past week at 95.
So why is that? What's the historical record? I don't know that, frankly, I mean, I don't know that Humphrey Bogart.
Well, according to the New York Times, rumor. And we know how everything you read on the Internet is true, no matter what.
Don't
question authority. No, I'm
right,
just kidding.
Yeah.
But it does say the original Gerber baby, a 94-year-old charcoal drawing of Ann Turner Cook, who died late last week at 95, carries a certain cachet in the parenting world. But the current Gerber photo search, which was introduced in 2010, is much younger. That's the full paragraph. And now you said it's Humphrey Bogart.
Right.
Where did those rumors come from?
I haven't the slightest idea. Maybe his publicist. Who the hell knows? And where that stuff starts. But I remember hearing that when I was pretty young, actually. And then that sparks a conversation. Having mentioned, do you want to identify who the baby is? And I want to talk about Casablanca for a second.
Elizabeth Taylor is also rumored to have been the original Gerber baby.
Yep. Yes. Yep. So, who knows? But who is it now? That's probably more important. Who's the baby?
A sweet little schnookums with gorgeous, gorgeous eyes. So stinking cute. Isa Slish of Oklahoma, the latest winner of the Gerber baby photo search contest.
So stinking cute.
So stinking cute.
She
is just so precious.
Mm-hmm. That's cute. Casablanca. Do you know where Casablanca is? Say, it is a real place.
I did not know that was a real place.
Really?
You are visiting?
No. I have visited. My daughter and I took a tour. We did this, and my daughter started to write a book about radio talk show hosts.
So it's in California.
No, actually.
Oh.
It's not. It's in Morocco, which is on the northwestern edge of Africa. On the board, you can throw a rock across from the edge of Morocco to the Straits of Gibraltar and into Spain. And the Moors originally, there were tribes of throngs of nomads and aggressive nomads, we would call them. The warlike Moors attacked. They went across from North Africa, from Morocco, it wasn't called Morocco then, into Spain and created a whole hubbub a long time ago. Anyway, that doesn't tell the story of Casablanca. I went to five different cities, did a tour, a radio tour, five different cities in 5 days all around Morocco. And this would have been in 19, let's see, Megan had... And it was probably 95, 96, somewhere in there. And Casablanca was the first place that we went. I wanted to start there because I wanted to see if there really was a Casablanca hotel. Guess what? There was a Casablanca hotel, but it didn't look like anything that was in the movie with Humphrey Bogart because that was on a sound stage at Paramount Studios.
Or it was perfect.
Yes, it was perfect. And what people always get a kick out of when they learn it, the final scene in Casablanca, have you seen the movie?
I haven't seen the movie.
Okay. So this would be something to discuss with your mother and your father, or see it yourself, because one of the great classic pieces of film, the ending of Casablanca was filmed at the Burbank Airport. But in the truest and finest senses of what goes on in Hollywood, it's supposed to be the Casablanca Airport. It was foggy and rainy, and, I don't know how much of that you get. There's not a lot of fog and a lot of rain that happens in the Burbank Airport, but one night they found how to do it, and they did it, and so that was the end scene. But Casablanca is a fabulous place. Hotels, accommodations. That's one of my most wonderful memories of the many places I've been able to travel to over my life. But going to Casablanca and some of the other cities in Morocco, Morocco is such a different population. It really is. About 34 million people live there. Fascinating place. 21 after the hour.
Boom, boom, boom. Shoot your
ass
down.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this.
Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together, and that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you caught me. 23 after the hour. Time for some signs of change, things that people are working through, trying to understand what's on social media, what the trending items are. And yes, Jay just caught me looking at Sydney Sweeney in a micro miniskirt. That seems to be trending. I don't
super
know.
Super low rise.
I don't know much about Sydney Sweeney. As a matter of fact, before seeing this picture, I'd never heard of Sydney Sweeney before. Perhaps it is it's an age thing. And maybe me looking at her this way is normal for somebody not just my age, but any age. What has she been in? Why would folks be concerned about her all over social media?
Oh, she's a wonderful actress. She is in Euphoria. She was in the first season of White Lotus. It was a series about these just different people who went to this hotel. There was a family that was vacationing there, honeymooners, a woman who was grieving the death of her mom, That was a great show. If you've not checked it out, I highly recommend White Lotus. But no, she's a fantastic actress, but she's trending because the MTV Movie Awards were over the weekend, and one of the big fashion moments was Sydney Sweeney's ultra low rise miniskirt. It was a bedazzled.
What does it mean, low rise?
The top part of it. The high rise, the top part of it comes up a lot higher, like over the belly button, where the low rise is like you almost need a bikini wax before wearing that thing.
Really?
It was all the rage in what, the early aughts, I want to say?
It
was all the crop tops and the.
So 20 years ago.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. All right, there it is. Well, that's one thing that's trending on social media for obvious reasons. Another reason that Jennifer Lopez is trending is because her car was spotted at an estate in Beverly Hills, and four moving trucks were outside the estate moving them in. Apparently,
So what do we know about J-Lo and Ben Affleck? They've been on, we know they've been on the hunt for a home.
Yeah, they've been on the hunt, and there was a potential purchase that ended up falling through. They're obviously looking for a big place because they're a mixed family, they're engaged. And while nothing has been confirmed, you had Jennifer Lopez's car spotted there. You had Ben Affleck's car spotted there. You had all these moving trucks. There were apparently moving trucks at her last place. And the residence is the residence in question, I guess you will say, the estate, it's absolutely massive. Apparently it was the former home of Mariah Carey, or no, I'm sorry, not Mariah Carey, James Packer, who was formerly the fiancé of Mariah Carey.
Right,
he owned
right.
the house. He bought it for around $60 million. Also, previous owners were Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman. And, yeah, so they got a nice place.
Nice going. All right, what else is going on with Ben Affleck?
It's worth like $85 million for it.
Yeah. Ben and Matt, what are they doing?
Together again. They are filming the Sonny Vaccaro biopic. Biopic, however you want to say it, tomato.
Yeah.
And so they're day one of filming. They were fully in their costumes. Jen Lopez was there to support her future hubby and his BFF.
Uh-huh. Right. All right. And the world continues to turn as the worm squirms. If you look at the things going on there, some things change, some things don't. La La Land. It's 28 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Six members of Haiti's Special Olympic delegation went missing during the competition in Florida on Monday after returning to their hotel room, returning keys, and leaving their luggage behind. The Special Olympics began on Sunday and runs through June 12th in and around Orlando, Florida. Soft on crime, San Francisco. District Attorney Chesa Boudin will not finish his term as the city's top prosecutor. He was fired by 60% of California voters during a recall Tuesday. Boudin talks to his supporters after the recall.
And people are right to be frustrated. There's so much room for improvement. People should hold all of us to a higher standard. We must continue to do more better.
The mayor of San Francisco will soon announce his replacement. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
As President Biden is focused on removing hardware from law-abiding Americans as a solution to our gun violence problem, mental health and better school security are nowhere on the president's agenda. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Newsmax, if President Biden's assertion last week that the Second Amendment is not absolute and illegal immigration is okay, he's going to be facing some stiff resistance in Texas.
The reality is we all are border states, just like New York and Utah. And so, yes, we're fighting them in the courts. We're sending law enforcement down to the border. We've got literally hundreds of millions of dollars being spent by Texans to try to do what we can. But the reality is that the federal government is going to promote this, which they absolutely are. They're literally spending hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars, to promote illegal immigration. They're encouraging it at every turn. And it's really hard to fight your own government and the cartels and the Chinese and the rest of the world when we're dealing with illegal immigration.
Lawyers for White House advisor Steve Bannon has turned the tables and is seeking testimony and documents from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, and other lawmakers, including members of the January 6th committee. The lawsuit comes ahead of a July trial for Bannon, who was indicted for contempt of Congress after refusing to testify about his own conversations with President Trump. The January 6th machine goes to primetime TV on Thursday with a Hollywood producer. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 and change past the hour. This is the DJV program with conversation about things that matter, hopefully, to you. That's why we have the conversation. Kind of reminds me, I want to make sure that I'm true to the soul and spirit of me and my experience on the air over the years. Jay Kirshner's here. I'm chuckling because yesterday I was in Dallas, sort of connecting with the folks that are going to be the new inheritors of helping me to produce and present this program to the hundreds of stations that carry it every week. So one of the things that the folks at USA Radio are going to do is help me and the program with advertising sales, because this is a free program to you. In order, it's not like Netflix, you pay so much, or maybe I should do that. Maybe I should change and do it, do begathons like they do on public radio, and have you just send me $19 a week.
Start a GoFundMe.
Yeah, there we go. But until that happens, I have to have advertising support. And so we were talking about advertisers and And I have some of the advertisers that have been on this program over the years will kind of start showing up again because there is a real mechanism for doing that. So Chip Miller, who runs USA Radio, was on the phone with somebody and he was talking to them about me, and I was listening as he talked to them about, you know, because this advertiser had been on the program before. So he says to me, oh, yeah, you'll be excited to hear that now Doug Steffen is in the USA Radio Network stable, and you'll be able to present your message on his program. And then there was a moment of silence, and I saw kind of a smile on his face, and I looked at him when he hung up, and I said, what'd the guy say? And he started to laugh. And I said, no, tell me. I want to know what the guy said. And he said that you have been around for a while. And there's truth in that statement. I have been around for a while. And so I said, so how do you counter that? This is for all those of you who are salespeople, you always have to have a counter, right? When somebody says, when somebody raises, you're trying to sell whatever it is. There are more salespeople in the world than anything else, right? That's more, everything that you see, the paper I'm touching, the screen I'm looking at, the glass that has my water in it, the bathrobe I'm wearing, whatever it is that is in our world, has a salesman or a saleswoman, a salesperson attached to it. Because sales are how you connect. You know, when they're looking at, we went by Texas Instruments headquarters yesterday, and I said, gee, it's been a while since I heard about Texas Instruments. What are they selling now? Because that's what people think. What do they have to sell? They develop some new chips, and that's what they're selling. But do you think the world would know about what they were selling if there wasn't a salesperson attached to what was being made? You can't make anything and distribute it without people knowing about it, and that's where salespeople come in. It is the most honorable and largest profession on the planet. So anyway, he's selling this guy, and he says, okay, well, yeah, he has been around for a while. And the counter to that is that it's a seasoned program that delivers results on hundreds of radio stations. What do you care how old the host is? And there are other people on it anyway, but aren't you concerned about selling and the message? As a matter of fact, he probably would be selling to your crowd, although I don't think, this, I'm not going to tell you what the product is, but the product is universally used. That's why it's a good fit. But anyway, I got a kick out of it. I thought you'd get a kick out of it. He's been around for a while.
Especially because if you've been around for a while, then clearly you're doing something right.
Well, that was what he also said, too. As we head toward October and the beginning, let's see, the 34th year of this program in the morning around the country. Okay, enough on that. The prices at the pumps. I have a couple of things here that are, there's a lot of stuff as usual that's disturbing. There's good stuff and there's stuff that's disturbing. So we have the price thing. Unlike fertilizer, the price which has gone up and now is going back down again, the same influences, by the way, on the price of gasoline are there. It's a lot of the same influences, except that in the case of gasoline, the gouging being done by the big, huge petroleum companies is it's untenable. But anyway, you got some prices from people around the country. So what do we have? What represents what people are paying now for California? For California, yes. Well, we got some of those. What are people in California paying?
Well, Richard Schimmel says $6.23 in Southern California. Cami Hoffman $6.59 for unleaded in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy Turner is in Lima, Ohio for $4.79. You got Shirley Goodson, who, depending on where you are in Owensboro, Kentucky, it's anywhere ranging from $4.44 to $4.79.
Mm-hmm.
Suzanne Jewell, $6 in Maui.
Listening in. Good for you, Suzanne. Congratulations. You're the winner. Anyway, go ahead. Who else?
Yeah. Gretchen Hollingsworth, Central Louisiana, says it's about $4.69. John Gilman, just under $6 for diesel in Delaware.
Takes your breath away, doesn't it, huh? When you get right down to it.
I remember when I lived in L.A. and I was like, $4 a gallon for gas? This is absurd.
Right, me too.
Those were the good old days.
I can remember the first year when I was working at KABC in Los Angeles in 1993. I remember seeing, you know, I hadn't really spent a whole lot of time in California. I had visited there, but I hadn't been there. Like I, you know, half live there now. And the prices are crazy for everything there. But gasoline is the most obvious because the signs are out there and you see it and you can't avoid it. And I thought to myself, who would pay $2.95 a gallon for gasoline when back on the East Coast it was $1.70, $1.80? And those were the good old days, Jay. Those were the good old days. Speaking of good old days, pre-COVID, what were we all living like? What was our life like before before all of the COVID, I was going to say nonsense, but before the COVID influence? There's a new report that's out that's laid bare a string of failings during the pandemic in terms of how deaths were reported, counted or not counted. This has been a concern, you know, the New York business, whether they were overreported by the governor there. I have long said, when we've had these discussions with our doctors here, Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken, and Ken agrees with me, that the number of COVID deaths misreported because the government was offering a bounty. Right after everything started, they were giving $2,000 a head to every corpse that came out of whatever hospital. So every hospital reported a death that was COVID-related, they got $2,000 from the feds. So you know there was fraud there. And the
government and then there's also people who died who had COVID at the time of their death, but COVID was not the cause of their death.
Yes.
And yet on their birth certificate, it says COVID.
Dead COVID, exactly. So now the investigation by the Auditor General in Florida, reviewing all the records there from the Health Care Administration, et cetera, Department of Health, the performance was assessed from the first part of March to October in 2020, which was the beginning of the whole thing. Findings were published. According to the report, auditors found that Florida's data was so flawed, officials were unable to monitor whether their policies were effective in controlling the virus. The tests weren't being returned, the results of the test, a lot of data that was important, like the patient's ethnicity. No, that wasn't in the records either. There was the tracing or lack thereof, I guess, right? What happened after the people got infected? Where'd they go? What happened to them? That was missing,
yeah,
too.
Some blamed human error in reporting things. Some blamed computer or machine error. Like 3,000 COVID deaths just missing. And the investigation reviewed the records of the Agency for Healthcare Administration, the Department of Health, and the Division of Emergency Management. And, of course, with these reports coming out, everybody has their chance to chime in and defend themselves. And one of them, who was it, the Florida Surgeon General?
Yeah.
Said that they appreciate everything that the audit did, and they hope to improve their operations. So kind of was like something happened. But who was it? There was somebody else. The Department of Health spokesperson was like, no, it was the auditor. The auditor was wrong.
Yeah. It's so obvious what was going on here. They were stuffing the numbers. They weren't doing a good job. And so this, the only reason we bring this up is because it just shows you the flaws that we pay for. You and I are paying good money to the government to run things, and they don't run them because they don't seem to be responsible or responsive, either or both of those things. And in Florida, it's always been between that and the elections and stuff. Wow. And the elections are something to talk about. Although, actually, what I want to do in a moment is talk about how much Kobe Bryant's game-worn playoff jersey brought at auction. Wait till you hear this number right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Before Bamboo HR... feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
All right. So, you know, with the world being as crazy as it is, I still find a way to have conversation with you, Jay, and everybody listening and have a chuckle here and there. And maybe the chuckles are appropriate, maybe they're inappropriate, but there still is a lot of reason to chuckle. I find this to be chuckleable. Is that a new word? Write that down. See if we can find that in a funkin' way. That's a chuckleable moment.
Chuckle.
Kobe Bryant's game-worn Lakers jersey from the first playoff series. The one that's that was available anyway. How about this? This was at an auction. Auction hammer came down at $2,735,546, to be exact.
That is impressive.
26 bids. How about that? Seven figures.
Yeah.
He wore the jersey on five occasions. That was it. Five times he wore it.
Two home games during the 96-97 NBA playoff series. Against the Utah Jazz. You had Karl Malone, John Stockton.
Who's had these shirts? Where are they? His wife put them up for?
That is, I want to know that, too. Where was this? Did somebody already have it? Did he take it off during the last game and throw it into the crowd? Did his wife have it? Did somebody else have it? And then they're like, hey, let's put it up for auction.
You know, I'm trying to think of other things like that. You know, Elvis's signature, he used to wear these scarves, the white scarves.
Oh,
and he'd throw them out into the audience with his sweat and stink all on them. And they'd sell. People who got them would keep them for a while, or if some old lady got it and she died, she'd hand it down to her daughter, and they'd send it to auction, and they'd get $300,000-$400,000 for it. I remember, do you know who Barry White is?
Yeah.
Barry White. Phil, you got a Barry White song there, quick? Barry White was one of the great musical entrepreneurs of the 70s and 80s. He had the Love Unlimited Orchestra, and his signature was in grunting. When he sang, he would grunt. But he had great the majestic orchestrations of his song. But he sweat. I mean, he sweat. And so he'd take off his scarf, and he'd throw it out to the audience, and somebody would grab it and keep it. And I remember one of his even went for $100,000. Why would you want to buy a shawl or somebody's sweater or shirt or anything for $100,000? You got to be nuts.
I get somebody's the history sweat of it after the person has passed.
Yeah,
that
maybe
makes sense.
Yeah.
But during, it's just to each their own. But you know.
Yeah, 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Three after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with my pal. And Warren remembers the original Good Day program because I, like him, have been around since Marconi and Methuselah were wandering around, right? Isn't that true? Words were never spoken by radio veterans. Speaking of old, the oldest dog, you see, this 22-year-old Pebbles is the oldest living dog. There was a dog that had been named the oldest pet a couple of weeks before, but then the poor thing died. So this is a toy fox terrier. Do smaller dogs, Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show, live longer than big dogs? You got generally little dogs.
Generally speaking, they do. You know, the average lifespan of maybe a Chihuahua might be, you know, 15, 16, 17 years, and the average lifespan of an Irish Wolfhound might be 7, 8, 9 years.
Ooh.
So. I know a couple that live to be 10. So, yeah, the larger breeds don't have the longevity. There are certain, there's a breed of dog from Holland called the Schipperke, which is supposed to be a very long-lived breed. I worked with them in Europe. Just an amazing dog.
Yeah.
Like a little fox. But, yeah, it's interesting. But the smaller breeds tend to live longer. However, that being said, because so many people are purchasing these you know, purebred dogs at the wrong places, yeah. That a lot of the breeds like Pekingese and other breeds that would live longer are not living as long because of the medical conditions because of bad breeding.
Are they inbred, though, too? Are they finding you're breeding back into the same families, the same gene pool?
Yeah, exactly. None of these people ever looked at a Mendelsohn chart. You're absolutely right. So a lot of these breeding, you know, brother and sister, father and daughter, doesn't make any difference. As long as they can sell the puppies and make money, they don't care.
So I was reminded that, remember that movie, was it the Brazilian experiment Gary, who was in that movie? I'm trying to remember. It was about, The Boys from Brazil. That was what it was. And I wonder if that same thing could happen with dogs. Gregory Peck was in that, I remember. And it was really scary. And I wonder if that would happen. I know it happens with pigs. Pigs often get inbred. And that's not a pretty picture by any stretch of the imagination. And some people say that the reason that some of the dogs, like bulldogs, there's sort of an inbred, there's a rumor about the inbredness of them. Although my Charlotte lived to be 15, which is unusual for a bulldog. Hopefully I can get that much out of Daisy May. But looking at the oldest dog and looking at the pictures of the dogs that were the oldest, they're all little. So hello there, you can draw a pretty quick conclusion from that. There's also a story that I read the Dallas Morning News yesterday. I was in Dallas, and there was a story about a dog that the SPCA, what do they call it, Texas SPCA, I guess it's the Texas SPCA, had saved. The two doctors this dog was born. It was a golden retriever. Had some sort of a cancer as a puppy in its throat. And they operated on it and saved the dog. So it was a picture of the two doctors with the full-grown dog. And I thought, how much of that goes on we don't know about, especially talking about the ASPCA, because they never charge you for an operation, right? Whatever they do to the dogs, you don't get charged for.
You know, here's a confusion. Let me just clear this up. The ASPCA is not the SPCA. They're two entirely different things. So the ASPCA is a national organization based in New York. And the local SPCAs are local SPCAs that have nothing to do with the ASPCA. So a lot of people are confused.
That,
you know, yeah,
so
the,
know
like Southern Los Angeles SPCA. Yeah, every SPCA is on their own. The ASPCA helps a lot of organizations around the country, smaller organizations. But in terms of when people say, "Well, I'm donating to my local SPCA," no, you're not. If you're donating to the ASPCA, that's different than donating to your local Houston SPCA or Dallas SPCA or New York SPCA. Different ballgame.
All right, National Rescue Dog Day has been celebrated. Founded by Lisa Weinbrink, author of the book Tales That Teach. You've seen that book. I bet you probably had her on your program. Thinking about how dogs get rescued. That was sort of what we were talking about there. With that comes the idea of chips and chipping, microchipping. If you have a dog that has a chip in it, not likely the dog's going to get lost. Although I wonder how many rescue dogs are. My son's dog came from... You know, a circumstance, he was rescued from the side of the road and didn't have any chips or anything. So what do we need to know about microchips that's not really on people's minds?
First of all, if your dog has a microchip, the most important thing you do is register it with the right company. If you register a microchip, you're better off. So here's what I recommend people do. In June is National Microchip Month. When you take your dog or cat to the vet to have its examination, have the vet scan it. Make sure your microchip is up to date, working, and is registered with the right registration company.
Great tip, as usual. Get lots of them listening to The Pet Show. Check it out at thepetshow.com with Warren Eckstein, 59 past the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.